From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is scoffing at Obama administration calls for him to step down. On Monday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Gaddafi had lost his legitimacy to govern. A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. is moving warships and planes closer to Libya. And Britain is adding its voice to the chorus demanding that Gaddafi step down. NPR's Philip Reeves says British Prime Minister David Cameron's asked officials there to work on plans for a no-fly zone over Libya.
Cameron told Parliament he's ordered the Ministry of Defence and Chief of Defence Staff to work with Britain's allies on plans for a military no-fly zone. He called on the colonel to go now. He said Britain has not ruled out the use of military assets against Gaddafi's regime. It must not tolerate Gaddafi's use of military force against Libyans. The international community is piling on the pressure on the Gaddafi regime with sanctions, and so is Britain. Cameron said it's frozen the assets of Gaddafi and his associates and blocked a shipment of nearly $1.5 billion worth of Libyan banknotes printed in Britain.
Astronauts aboard the International Space Station are bringing back a sealed bottle containing nothing, literally. At the end of a spacewalk for other work on the space station, astronaut Alvin Drew opened a small bottle, allowing air to escape, and then twisted the top closed again, creating what NASA is calling a message in a bottle. Shuttle Discovery astronaut Nicole Stott narrates to the tune of Message in a Bottle.
Houston, if you agree, we're going to let Steve finish up the whip extender task and then head back to the airlock, and then we'll be ready for...
You're not going to sing, are you?
Message in a bottle.
Astronauts signed the bottle, which the Japanese Space Agency plans to put on display in hopes of drumming up increased public interest in the Japanese space program. President Obama made his first comments about public sector unions in more than a week on Monday, but NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president did not refer directly to the protest in Wisconsin and other states.
Union organizers want their fight for collective bargaining rights to seem authentically grassroots, so President Obama has mostly kept silent on the issue. But during a governor's meeting at the White House, the president spoke out. He warned governors not to denigrate, vilify, or infringe upon the rights of public employees.
We're not going to attract the best teachers for our kids, for example, if they only make a fraction of what other professionals make. We're not going to convince the bravest Americans to put their lives on the line as police officers or firefighters if we don't properly reward that bravery.
He said the country has to have tough conversations about spending and entitlements, but the sacrifices must be shared equally. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
There appears to be some progress on avoiding a government shutdown at the end of the week. A proposal by House Republicans would cut $4 billion out of President Obama's FY12 budget and would extend the short-term funding of government operations until at least March 18. This is NPR News. The first deep-water drilling permit since the BP oil spill is welcome news to Louisiana officials, but NPR's Debbie Elliott reports they'd like to see more.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement is allowing Noble Energy to resume work on a deep-water well about 70 miles off the Louisiana coast. Director Michael Bromwich says the permit was issued because the company showed it can drill safely and is capable of containing a subsea blowout. Louisiana's Republican Governor Bobby Jindal calls it a good first step that's critical to the state's economy. He and Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu want the Obama administration to get the offshore drilling industry fully back up and running. Landrieu says while one permit is good, it's long overdue. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
BP and other companies being sued in relation to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are asking a judge to throw out many of the more than 300 cases on file. The companies say the lawsuits do not follow the terms of a 1990 law on pollution. The operator of a Houston daycare where four children were killed in a fire and three others were injured may have fled the country. Texas officials say they believe Jessica Tata has headed to Nigeria. Investigators are looking into whether Tata left the children unattended with a pot cooking on the stove. A wildfire forced the closure of a 20-mile stretch of Interstate 95 along Florida's east coast late Monday. The highway was closed in both directions between southern Volusia County and northern Brevard County, not far from Cape Canaveral. Officials say the nearly 4,000-acre blaze has destroyed at least two structures and forced the evacuation of nearby campgrounds. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
Support for